every time when I get asked to fill in, Crudy managed it the 2.5 weeks that he was gone. So he was like, well, you want to do the last 3 days? And I'm like, sure. You know, I get up at like crazy in the morning, 3:30, whatever. I'm usually ready to go. But then every time I get, oh, now I got to get up and do this. And now I can't sleep again. I'll try smoking another bowl. See if that helps. You smoking pot in the basement again? Well, I'm not smoking it upstairs. That's for damn sure. It is kind of funny because it doesn't change. You know, I thought, you know, but then I never grew up. So, you know, my mom still has to be my mom, I guess. You're not supposed to grow up, right? It says never lose that inner child. I think God said that. God. She's pretty cool. I still think God is Earth, and Earth is probably pissed right about now. Maybe send up that cataclysmic volcano. There's like, I think they said there's like 7 or 8 of them. And historically, we're overdue. Hey, maybe we should go over here and frack some energy out of this volcano, huh? I was watching this, I can't remember where it was, but they showed all these bubbles that were like in the ice, and there were layers of it. And these guys are out there, you know, chipping into the ice, and there's flames coming out. Oh, that's really cool. The methane, is it? Oh, where's that? I don't be drinking any of that water. Best I can do is just, you know, take my little corner of the pizza box and try to broaden it a little bit. I don't know what to do, man. It's like, it really does get crazier by the hour, and I can't get any help on this. Yes, I can. There's a lot of people feeling it, too. You're not alone out there, people. But I sure am. Wake up, you sleepyheads. 844-967-2789. Unless the phones aren't working. Yeah, that's got to be it. Because there's just people wanting to call in, and they're just all excited now that they've tuned in and choked on their coffee a little bit. This is how people talk in the real world. You don't have to put on a suit and pretend that you're something else. I like being me. So I'm not envious of all these guys that are like, oh boy, look at that guy, you know. Yeah, I know, I look like a bum. I am one of those cool bums, man. You're nomads, they actually are. They just don't need a whole lot to be happy in the world and be stimulated. You're supposed to be stimulated by the planet, not by all this artificial stuff that man continues to create, that continues to destroy this beautiful place. That I'm going to tell you guys that were born whenever, you know, after 1990, let's say. Oh, God, you guys missed some good years, man, with, like, all these animals and birds, and we had butterflies then. You know, I see some day where kids are going to be asking their great-grandparents, you know, what is snow? Well, it's, you know, that used to happen when we lived above the ground. Oh, okay. What's it like up there now? Well, we can't go up there. Ain't anybody gonna live underground either. But they're trying to live in outer space, folks. And if they are, here's what they're gonna do too. I guarantee it. They'll get these space stations built. They'll be linking it up. It don't matter where you're from as long as you're a billionaire, right? And then they'll have factories where we're like, you know, packing canisters full of oxygen and water to be shuttled up there. I can see it, right? Isn't it? I mean, this is sci-fi stuff going on. It's like every bad movie we've ever watched is how people legislate now. You get all these baboons in the Congress. Proof of the primitive life. Yeah, Herschel Walker. Well, you know what? Herschel, maybe we don't know why, you know, evolution, because there's still apes and monkeys, but they're still cavemen too, you clown. Oh my God, the ignorance. And the people that are like, yeah, you know, it's that testosterone that I don't have, thankfully. Where's it come from? How did it get this bad, man? Where nobody, I mean, it's such an aggressive and angry world out there. Seriously. I can't be the only one. Well, I am one of the only ones that's driving the speed limit. So, oh, that's another nightmare. But, you know, I had to have one of these SR22s put on my car. And, okay, you know, it measures how fast you start and stop. And it doesn't measure speed or anything else or the crazy. It doesn't take into effect that, you know, Sandhill Cranes were walking across the road. And that's why I had to stop sort of fast because, you know, I didn't want to kill them. So then they tell me, well, no, you drive too much. Excuse me? I drive too much? Yeah, I'm a high-risk driver, right? So I put this thing on that measures everything. And they raised my insurance from $179 a month. And this is just liability on my Prius. Okay. It's what I had when I had the accident that, you know, Progressive decided not to cover on a technicality. So then they screw you and goes to the DMV and it comes up, you didn't have insurance. Yes, I did. I had the legal amount I needed to drive in this state, right? It's a nightmare. So they raised my insurance, or they proposed it, but I'm dumping them. First, I'm going to call them and ream them. I might even cuss at them. What the hell? Oh, is this recorded? Good. Let me unload on you. You guys didn't cover my accident, and now you've raised my insurance to it punished me. I bet you my rate's higher than a repeat drunk driver. $279 a month? You drive too much. Man, I've driven like 2 million miles in my lifetime. Who the hell are you to tell me I'm a high-risk driver? Why don't you ride with me? I'll show you some high-risk driving all around me. Even people that got Bernie Sanders stickers on. I'm like, really, dude? Damn. I bet Matt Rothschild does it too, just to get, he'll be back when we get back from the rain. He just walked in, but I didn't see him go flying by, so he must have been driving the speed limit. He used to have a Prius, and he's right, it's got some nasty blind spots on it. God, where was that coming from? I mean, it's just coming this way, and I didn't even see it. Good thing I'm not a high-risk driver, Progressive. God, that makes me so angry, man. I got to get a lawyer, man, because I never should have had any of this stuff happen. And then I had to drive and after. Yeah, I'm not going to pay $10,000 and I'm going to keep driving. Sure. I see plenty of guys in court that do. They don't even pay their tickets. I bet they don't have to pay that insurance rate. Just awful. Take advantage of a poor old guy like me. Poor guy. Almost feel as bad as John Calipari, but I don't get paid $8 million a year to be a loser. And then blame it on the kids. God, that guy should be fired, man. And, you know, shame on the sports world for not sharing that with everybody that he took his players and staff off the floor with 4 seconds left in a game that he was going to lose 2 weeks after the Juwan Howard thing. And I got respect for Tom Izzo back. He's like, oh, no, no, we're going to shake hands. This is nonsense. You know, say what you want about some of these guys. You know, they're competitive as hell. I am too. So I know right where they're coming from. And yeah, I like a guy that is right on social issues in sports. Yes, on and off the floor. We'll be back with Matt Rothschild.